Dreamscape presents Midnight Promises by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Stina Nielsen. Prologue. The bride wore a cocktail-length off-the-shoulder gown in shimmering off-white satin and an antique lace mantilla, a family heirloom, reluctantly provided by her soon-to-be mother-in-law. At the front of the small Roman Catholic church in Serenity stood the man who'd changed Karen Ames's mind about love, convincing her that the past was just that, over and done with. He'd promised her enduring love, a true partnership, and he'd shown her those traits time and again during their long courtship. At a tug on her skirt, Karen leaned down to look into the excited face of her 6-year-old daughter, Daisy.
"When are we getting married?"
Daisy asked, practically bouncing up and down in anticipation. Karen smiled at her eagerness. After too many years with no father figure around, Daisy and Mac had fallen as deeply in love with Elliot Cruz as Karen had. And in many ways, it was his kind and generous relationship with her children that had convinced Karen that Elliot was nothing like her first husband, a man who'd abandoned them all, leaving behind a mountain of debt.
"I want to be married to Elliot,"
Daisy said with another tug in the direction of the altar.
"Let's hurry."
Karen checked her 4-year-old son to assure that Mac hadn't stripped off the tie she'd put on him earlier, or managed to douse his new suit with soda. She also assured herself that the wedding rings were still firmly attached to the pillow he would carry down the aisle. Dana Sue Sullivan, her boss, friend, and matron of honor, touched a hand to her shoulder.
"Everything's good, Karen. How are your nerves?"
"Dancing a jig," she responded candidly. "And then I look inside and see Elliot waiting there, and everything settles."
"Then keep your eyes on him,"
Dana Sue advised.
"And let's get this show on the road before these two leave without us."
She glanced down at Daisy and Mac, who were already inching from the foyer into the church. At some signal Karen didn't even notice, the organist began to play for their entrance. Daisy took off down the aisle almost at a run, scattering rose petals with enthusiasm. Then, at some whispered comment, she grinned, glanced back at her mother, and slowed to a more sedate pace. Mac was right on her heels, his expression solemn, a tiny frown puckering his brow, and
sample complete. Ready to continue?